Everybody, this is Connor coming at you live. Well, I'm live. Mike is live. You're not going to hear this live with another challenging little mystery here from Idaville, USA, where Mike's going to try to attempt to solve an Encyclopedia Brown mystery for us all here.
I like that. I mean, anyone recording anything is coming at you live, right? They're not. But I do like the conceit, though. Hey, we're live here.
We're live here outside of the Mr. Tire, where Taylor Swift's going to be playing a concert later tonight.
And then we're going to put Johnny, who's from KSRX, we're going to put him in the Coke jail. And if you buy enough Coke, you get him out of the jail.
Ooh, all right. And if you don't buy Coke, we've got a diaper filled with Tabasco sauce Johnny's going to have to put on, and it is his wedding night, folks.
How you doing out there, Turd? Turd's going to call in later. How you doing, Turd?
I'm really scared.
All right, sorry. All right, go ahead.
How long do you think you could do that before it was like I mean, it'd be a fun exercise. We're doing it for charity. Doing our own morning zoo show. We're going to go into a fugue state.
Fugue state!
I mean, part of it has to be super fun, right? I would probably like that. I would enjoy that.
I mean, sure. If a radio station was like, I'll let you and Connor go do this today for 3 hours, we would say that is fun. Rolling out of bed, November 27th.
True.
It's like the the day after Thanksgiving. You're driving to the studio at 5 a.m. to do that.
4:30 and
for the seventh consecutive year, the radio station denied you like getting bumped up to cover the Vikings or whatever you wanted to do.
Oh, and then
a different attitude.
Yeah, like taped to your computer screen is the ratings from the night before. What are the Arbitron ratings or whatever?
Yeah,
it's like you're number 4, yeah. So you're like I'm getting fired like this week at some point.
Yeah.
And then you put on Aerosmith, I could stay awake just, and you're like looking at the ratings going, well, all right, I'm gonna make it till Thursday maybe. I don't know.
Yes, that got darker quickly, but I think it'd be fun to do it for
exactly.
We'll do it for charity. We'll see if we can make an hour of morning zoo talk for charity.
Okay.
This is an Encyclopedia Brown mystery, however, and I have, well, we're gonna just post them one at a time, but I have two for you today, both involving Bugs Meany, local gang leader of the Tigers, that both involve missing stringed instruments. Donald Lumbel.
Wait, what?
He had his things,
the same, like next to each other in the book?
No. They come many books apart, so many years apart.
Okay.
Yeah, these wells he'd go back to, and sort of just like morning zoo DJs.
Sure.
It's been 6 months. Let's get Timmy in a diaper again. But this first one is from the fourth book, Encyclopedia Brown Gets His Man. And it is
I think I had this one. Yeah, okay.
Wow. It is called The Case of Bugs Meany, Detective. And here we go. A lot of these, I've just been reading these, and they all sort of like, the first one always sort of introduces the conceit that there's no crime in Idaville, and they introduce him. The second one usually invokes Bugs Meany. The third one talks about, Sally and stuff. So here's The Case of Bugs Meany, Detective.
Okay.
Whenever Encyclopedia crossed his path, Bugs Meany burned with a certain desire. It was to fill Encyclopedia's mouth with a fist.
That's an unexpected turn there. Okay.
Sure. It's the old timiness here coming out. But Bugs never swung a blow. Every time he felt like it, his jaw ached, for he remembered the detective's junior partner, Sally Kimball. Sally Kimball was the prettiest girl in the fifth grade. She was also the best athlete.
Wow, you just turned everything I know upside down.
It was shocking for its time. The first time she had seen Bugs, he was bullying a Cub Scout. Sally had jumped off her bike. She had put her left into Bugs' face. Rap, tap, tap. Then her right had gone whammo. After the first punch, Bugs had seen red. After 10 punches, he had seen stars.
Whoa, so Sally, wait a minute.
Sally rained blows upon him.
So 3 from the left hand, bam, 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 on his jaw before he could fall over, and then like an absolute slam from the right hand, and then... And then five, she goes, six more.
She Ralphies him on top of him. She River Slibbin' Figger Ding Bong.
Sure. Okay. All right. So, fair enough.
Bugs is like a lumpy mattress, warned Encyclopedia. He won't rest till he gets even.
Mm.
Moving on. Yeah. He's just a big bully, said Sally. He can't match your fast brain work. But the next morning, Sally was worried. Look what was under my front door. She handed Encyclopedia a business card. It read, Tigers, Inc., Private Detectives, Staff of Experts, 20 cents a day plus expenses. You'll recall that Encyclopedia's rate is a whole quarter.
Yeah,
office behind Sweeney's Body Shop. Bugs
okay,
is out.
Smart. Yep. Undercut. Yep. Okay.
Bugs is out to steal your customers, said Sally angrily. He's charging a nickel less. Well, yeah. Bugs can't charge anything till he gets a case, replied Encyclopedia. He has a case, said Sally. Mario Martinelli hired him to find his violin. Encyclopedia gasped. Golly, Mario has been practicing hard for the Summer Symphony Orchestra. Tryouts are tomorrow. Bugs will never find the violin in time. His experts couldn't find a clam in a sand pail, said Sally.
That has to sting.
I mean, I just... The old-timey prospector sayings have affected even the prettiest girl in fifth grade. If we don't help Mario, he won't make the orchestra. Come on. Encyclopedia agreed reluctantly. He reached for his bike. Bugs has every right to complain if we butt in, he said. I like that he respects the detective code there. Bugs has just deemed himself a detective, but Encyclopedia is reluctant to horn in on his racket.
And Bugs mostly known for like getting his ass kicked too. So it's like, what are his skills?
Yeah, exactly. He's had his ass handed to them by a fifth grade girl, but he still leads the most feared gang in town somehow. It's,
okay. It's,
I wish that Sally had just sort of assumed leadership of the Tigers. So here we go. As the partners neared Mario's house, they could not believe their eyes. Tigers were crawling over the lawn, peering through magnifying glasses for clues. Bugs was dusting fingerprint powder on a windowsill. Mario, a slender boy of 11, watched uneasily. No fingerprints here, called Bugs. The thief wiped the windowsill clean. We're up against a master criminal. Won't you be able to find my violin? Asked Mario. Don't worry, Maestro. I'm a regular bloodhound, said Bugs. I'm onto something right now. He grinned mysteriously. The grin vanished as he spied Encyclopedia and Sally. Hey, you tigers, he shouted. Let's go. This place is getting crowded with amateurs. After the tigers had trooped off, Encyclopedia asked Mario about the theft. Someone climbed through my open bedroom window last night and stole the violin, answered Mario. Why did you hire Bugs Meany? Asked Sally. He came by this morning. He was passing out his business card, said Mario. I told him about the violin. I said my mother had already telephoned the police. Bugs insisted he was smarter than any policeman. All those tigers working for 20 cents, mused Sally. Something is fishy. Oh, there is a $10 reward, said Mario. Bugs told my mother we would have a better chance of getting the violin back if she offered a reward. That no good Bugs, cried Sally. I'll bet anything he stole the violin himself. If he did, I'll surely get it back, said Mario, hopefully. The three children sat down on the porch. There was nothing to do but wait for Bugs to return with the, quote, stolen violin and claim the reward. An hour later, the tigers paraded back. Sure enough, Bugs was carrying the violin. Man, oh man, he sang. I guess you know who is the greatest detective in Idaville. The rest of the tigers threw up their arms and cheered like mad. Bugs! 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 While certain private detectives were sitting around helpless, I was using my head, said Bugs. To find stolen goods, you have to think like a thief. You've had enough practice, snapped Sally. And then there's a picture of the tigers cheering like mad as Bugs walks up with a stolen violin. Bugs, I guess, is always wearing one of those... Does Jughead in Bazooka Joe wear like a little crown?
Yeah, the little crown hat.
Yeah.
That is a weird. Was that ever a thing?
I don't know, but that's Bugs Meany's attire. That and the shirt that says Tigers.
Okay. So, Steve Holt.
Sure. Yes. Before Bugs could take a fighting stance, Encyclopedia spoke up. How did you find the violin, Bugs? I'll show you, said Bugs, relieved at not having to defend himself against Sally. They all walked to the woods past Rolling Road. I figured some kid had swiped the violin, hoping to collect a reward for its safe return, said Bugs. A grown-up thief would have stolen the silverware instead. That makes sense, said Mario. The thief couldn't take the stolen violin home, went on Bugs, and if he wanted a reward, he had to hide it where it wouldn't get damaged. A tree seemed a good place, and that's exactly where I saw it, up in the top of that one. Encyclopedia looked at the tree to which Bugs had pointed. But you can't see the top, he said. The leaves are too thick. You can't? Well, why, a squirrel helped me, stammered Bugs. Yeah, this squirrel was on the trunk, halfway between the ground and the lowest branch. Something made it nervous. It backed down slowly, reached the ground, and raced away. Then you climbed the tree to see why the squirrel acted so strangely, said Encyclopedia. And lo, there was the violin. Right. You'll be a detective yet, said Bugs. Now pardon me while I go and collect the reward. There is no reward for liars, retorted Encyclopedia. Why didn't Encyclopedia believe Bugs?
Wow. Oh, wow. I feel like I'm going to increase my percentage.
Oh, really? You were at 50-50.
I'm at 50-50. Confidence is... I'd put my confidence at 60%.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Do you need anything clarified, or are you just going to go straight to the...
I'm sorry. I was a little more silent than I normally am because I put my... What does Encyclopedia do? Does he smoke a bubble pipe? Or
I think he closes his eyes. That's his
closes his eyes. Yes, that's what I was doing. I was doing... You've seen The Thinker, right?
Of course.
In France, right?
Of course, yes.
So have I. I've seen it. That's what I did. You couldn't tell, but I was... I believe that guy's pantsless as well as I am.
Yes, so you went, it's
so full
out. Hey, you can't fault the process.
That's right. You have to follow through on it. First of all, the 11-year-old with the violin, what does he have, like a Guarneri, a Stradivari?
Yeah, he's got the Stradivarius. I was going to say, like, you know.
Okay. All right. And so the reward for it, then I like that it's the $10 reward. Like, how much is the instrument at this point?
Yeah, if he's not a child prodigy, he's probably using one of those ones that you like rent to own from the Music and Arts Center.
Yes, like, look, kid, the reviews are still out. We're not buying you this instrument.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, for nothing. An 11-year-old deciding they want to play the violin has to be one of the worst things they can come home from school and announce. You know, those first couple months of learning to play the violin, as bad as it gets, I imagine.
Yes, and your parents are like, they're looking at you like, oh, that's right. Okay, the door closes. Is that a double door? Like, how much sound is coming? All right, fine. Okay, someone stole your violin. Oh, what a shame.
Heavens, yes, no, we'll let's take the L on that one. That's not
a... offer a reward on that. All right, so here's what I think is the solution to the whole thing is that Bugs Meany, which I assume is Buglaham Bartholomew Meaninsky.
Yes, it's definitely an abbreviation.
He claimed that he saw a squirrel backing down the tree. Squirrels do not back down. The squirrels go face forward all the time. I'm a squirrel aficionado. I'm a big fan of squirrels. I love them.
So that's what you think the answer for the fourth graders here is that they're supposed to know that squirrels do not back down a tree.
I think that was the only bit of information other than the fact that they had dusted for prints and there were no prints. But so they were like throwing dusting powder against his window. And so that I'm going with that. I'm sorry. Okay. I mean, the one that I got wrong was like, I'm giving you a code by saying.
It was like the Zodiac Killer is what you were supposed to decipher.
So that's what I'm saying. That's the only piece of information.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's see if you're right.
Okay.
Bugs claimed it was the strange action of the squirrel which led to his finding the violin. The squirrel said Bugs, quote, backed down slowly from the tree. That was Bugs' lie. Squirrels, italics, never back down a tree. They always come down a tree head first. Well done. Told this fact, Bugs admitted to stealing the violin. Not only did Bugs not get the expected reward of $10, he had to return Mario's 20 cents. And that night, he closed his detective business for good.
Wow. Short-lived business. Look, business, you're going to have issues, man. You're going to have... You have to stick it out.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's slow night, the first night of your restaurant. I guess it
was a big day. It was a minor setback.
It's not like his reputation is harmed in town, you know. He's the leader of a gang. He's committed multiple crimes, and he's been beat up by a girl. So, like,
and he's got sweet headwear. Like, his headwear is like, I mean, that's kind of his thing, right?
Yeah, it's it's a shame. You, I guess if it was a restaurant, it wouldn't be a slow night. It would be like caught passing off, you know, squirrel meat as filet mignon in the restaurant would be sort of what this might have been more akin to.
Right, isn't there there's the video of the guy behind Golden Corral, like, showing the rats or something?
That's closer to this, yes. Wow, well done. Well, he's right on it. That was this is the one that I read, and I didn't understand what was going on, so I did not get it. So that'll put you up to above 50%, 3 out of 5. Congratulations. Oh,
thank you. Hey, wait a minute. Since you read these, what is your score? Like, give us a...
I think I've identified... I mean, I did not get the crazy code. I didn't get this one. I got the doctor, the acrobat was a... I don't know if I got that one. I might have had 2 out of 5.
Okay. The doctor was a woman.
I'm sorry. The other one I read, the one about the ginger ale, I read the solution before I did it, so...
Oh, was there ever one like, you know, then he got... stabbed, but that we couldn't find the knife and it was a candy cane or something like that?
I mean, there's a lot of these, so I'm guessing.
Okay, all right, we'll get to it.
Two, the doctor was a woman already, so.
Okay, all right.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you very much.